Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is great. Greatly to be praised. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Thank you, Jesus. Happily give some of my time for God to have right away. I don't need to be up here for any time. I just need to let the Lord do his thing. Amen? I thank God for being saved. I thank God for being on the Lord's side. I thank God for my family. I thank God for where you are. I thank God for this house. God's house. Given us to not only come to worship, but to open up our doors to all that would come in, that we would serve them as the Lord serves, as the Lord has given everything to us. Amen. And I'd like to say, I don't know about you, but I'm fully on board the direction Brother Fred is taking us in evangelism, and we have to understand that we don't need to fix the problem. Amen? It's not our job to fix people. It's our job to find common ground. It's our job to gain trust. It's our job to do two things. Share our story and his story. And nothing else. God will take care of the rest. Amen? God will take care of the rest. I was in a situation recently where I was with a friend of mine. We were talking to this guy. You know, he was talking about the Lord. He was talking about, he was expressing his love for the Lord and talking to me about things. He knew who I was as far as, and he knew what I go to church. I was a minister and stuff. And he said a couple things wrong. And afterwards, my friend said to me, why didn't you correct him when he said I'm different? Okay, I'm sorry. The battery's giving up. Okay.
Praise God. Okay, sorry. So I was having a conversation with someone who I could tell was, green, if you will, in the Lord. And they were saying things and, you know, they were trying to express how grateful they were. But they, you know, they had a couple things that they said that were wrong. And my friend afterwards said, why didn't you correct them right then and tell them what was... And I said, because sometimes you have to, you know, you have to build common ground with somebody. You have to, you know what I mean? You have to, I don't need to, in time, all that will be taken care of. The gist of it is this person was trying to express their appreciation for God and that they love the Lord. And, okay, they didn't have everything right. They were trying to I don't know if they were trying to let me know that they knew a little bit about the, you know, and they were trying to, you know, but in other words, if I was to stop them right then and correct them and say, no, you're wrong about that, and this is what it is, it might have pushed them away instead of, next time, I'm sure this person's going to want to have another conversation with me because I didn't do that. And when the time comes, there's a time and a place to do things like that, but it's not right at the beginning when you're trying to build relationship with someone. Amen? And when we go out and we talk to people, you know, I've been in sales all my life, and if anybody's been in sales before, you probably heard the principle of feel, felt, found. That's a sales principle that is very effective with people because, you know, you're trying to sell something to somebody and then they give you a, you know, well, last time, you know, they took advantage of me, they gave me the wrong price, you know, they did that. And by you saying, I understand how you feel, I would feel, you know, I felt the same way before in situations like that. But what I found was, if this, and this happens, then, you know, so you're building common ground with somebody by feel, felt, found. I understand how you feel. I've felt the same way before, but what I found is this. Amen? So when we go out to talk to people, they're going to say a lot of different things. A lot of it's not going to be right, okay? And they're going to say, you know, how many people do you run into and say, oh, I don't want nothing to do with the church people. You know, I've been down that road before, you know. They say one thing, they do another, they're hypocrites, they, you know. And it's like, instead of arguing with them, I understand how you feel. I get it. There's many situations like that, unfortunately. You know, I've felt the same way at times throughout my church. You know, but what, you know, so it's like common ground. And then the Lord has a way of, once you know, for instance, you could share things with people that you've been through in your life. Many of us have been through the same things, maybe different circumstances, but we've all experienced hurt, right? We've all experienced failure. We've all sinned. There's a lot of things that we all have in common with everyone that we can build common ground in. But at the end of the day, what I found is, with God on your side, you can make it. Amen? With Jesus, you can make it. Amen? So, I said all that to say that I really have been enjoying those messages, and I hope you all have too. I think it's a, you know, times have changed. You can't beat people over the head with the Bible anymore. You know, those things used to work back in the day. Things are so crazy in the world today, it's hard to scare anybody with anything because we've all seen it before. So putting fear into people that you're going to go to hell, they think they're in the hell already. So, you know, it really comes down to, you know, love, showing love. And that's what God, and that's what he said to us, Jesus said as he was leaving, show love one to another, even as I have shown you love. Amen. So I believe that's the way to go, and I believe that's what's going to draw people, is just love and kindness, because there's certainly not enough of that in the world today. Amen. But under the heading of the message is always for the preacher first, we're going to look at Psalm 27 and talk about while we wait. While we wait. One thing all of us experience in this life is waiting. Amen? And as time goes on, it's harder and harder for us to manage that, because we live in a world where everything's getting faster and faster, and we've grown accustomed to not having to wait for anything these days. Amen? We can have a meal in a matter of minutes, or we can drive through. I don't know why they call it fast food restaurants, because there's nothing fast about it, but you can drive through and get a meal just like that. You know, with the internet and with everything that's going on, you can have information just like that. We've grown into a world where we don't have to wait for anything. But we also understand that in our prayers, in our situations, in the things that we're looking for, a lot of times we have to wait. Amen? And I would venture to say that nothing worthwhile is coming without patience and without waiting. Amen? So Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And that first verse all by itself is something that we can meditate on for weeks at a time. Amen? Because all of us are experiencing a measure of fear in this time that we're going through, the pandemic and not knowing. You know, the worst thing about life is not knowing. Amen? Even if something was really, really bad, if you knew the outcome or if you knew what was going to happen, you could prepare yourself mentally. But when you're, you know, it's like driving down a road and you have no idea where you are or where you're going. That's not a good feeling. Amen? Sometimes, even in today, I have to go into a lot of rural areas to see the customers that I need, and internet goes, so sometimes my GPS won't work, sometimes this won't work, and it's a very uneasy feeling being in the middle of nowhere, not knowing if I'm even going in the right direction or where I'm going to end up or what, you know, so it's very uneasy on the inside when you don't know where we're going or what's going to happen. But that's when we need to remind ourselves that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen? The Lord is my strength, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And that's where our confidence needs to be, in the Word of God. So many times we put our confidence in other people or even ourselves, and we really, there's nothing confident about people. Amen? People have a tendency to let you down because they can only take it so far. But we can be confident in this very thing. We can be confident in the Word of God. "One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Amen? "For in the time of trouble," we all experience trouble from time to time. Amen? "In the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Didn't we do a good job of that today? Amen. Not to give ourselves any credit, but I thoroughly enjoyed the praise team as always. And don't ever think that, you know, oh, there's only a few of us here and everybody knows each other and we all, it's so powerful every week when you guys get up and do. So don't think that your labor is in vain, because it's not. We thoroughly enjoy it and we give God praise for it. Amen. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." We want the Lord to hear us when we cry. Amen? When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said unto you, "Your face, Lord, will I seek." Hide not thy face far from me. Put not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. So we see here where David is crying out for God not to leave him, and we know that God will not leave us. Amen? When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. And it said in the 13th verse, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen? How many of us can testify that we would have given up a long time ago if it had not been for Jesus? Amen? How many of us felt like giving up even yesterday if it had not been for Jesus? Amen? How many of us have said to ourselves, you know what? I just can't do it anymore. I don't know if I want to do it anymore if it had not been for Jesus. Amen? I would have given up unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then the final verse of that chapter says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait again, I say, on the Lord. So it's pretty clear that we're going to have to wait sometimes. Amen? And it makes a big difference how things go for you and how you wait. Amen? In other words, how many of you have ever been in a classroom waiting for that class to be over and you just keep looking at the clock? And it seems like a 45-minute class was actually a 2-hour and 45-minute class because you kept looking at that clock and it seemed like you wanted to raise your hand and see if, does that thing need batteries or does something, because it doesn't seem to be moving. Amen? And it just seems like it takes a whole lot longer when you're just sitting there watching the clock. But, you know, nowadays I've been doing a lot more cooking for myself. And, you know, sometimes, when I look at whatever I'm doing and it says it's going to take about 25 minutes, whether it's in the stove or the microwave, whatever, when you're hungry, that seems like a long time. Amen? So I found that when I've put it in the stove and I keep looking at the clock and seeing, you know, how much longer before it gets, you know, I get more hungrier, and it's not a good feeling. It's very aggravating and my patience gets low and I'm like, this thing is taking way too long and it's only 25 minutes. What is 25 minutes? Amen. But when you're waiting and looking and waiting and looking, 25 minutes seems like 3 hours in 25 minutes. Amen. So what I've started to do now I'll put something in the oven. If it's going to be for 25 minutes, I prepare it, put it in there, and then I go do some things. Amen? Because what am I going to do just sitting there looking at it? I've already done everything that had to be. I put it in there. So now I go do some things, and I take care of this, or maybe I take it. And then next thing you know, it's 5 minutes. It's almost done. Amen? So that 25 minutes went by like that. Amen? So I said all that to say that how we wait in the meantime. So much of our walk, so much of this life that we live is spent living in the meantime. Waiting. Amen? Waiting for our change to come. Waiting for our answers. Waiting for things to get better. Waiting for what God wants us to do. Waiting for which way he would have us to go. Waiting for, right? We spend so much of our time in the meantime. So then the question comes, how will you spend your time in the meantime? And the verse right here says, wait on the Lord. But it didn't just say wait on the Lord. It said be of good courage. Amen? In other words, while you're waiting, be of good courage. Be, you know, be up about. Don't just sit there and say, I can't believe it's taken so long for God to answer me. I can't believe, you know, I prayed that prayer 2 weeks ago, and he still hasn't given me any inclination of what he wants me to do. It seems like it's excruciating how long it's taking. But if we, in the meantime, if we do the things that the Lord would have us to do, we could read our word, we could pray for other people, we could go to church, we can give God praise, we can do so many other things in the meantime. Amen? So we're all going to have to wait, but what we do while we're waiting in the meantime has a lot to do with, you know, how it goes for us and what it, and, you know, and how God blesses us. And sometimes God, you know, first of all, God knows us better than we know ourselves, believe it or not. We think we know what's best for us. We think we know what should be happening in our lives. We think we've got it all figured out. We just, apparently God hasn't caught up yet to what's supposed to be going on. Because, Lord, this is what, you know, this is how I see it. Right? Well, God's not really concerned about how you see it. Amen? Well, he is, but what he wants you to do is see it like he sees it. Amen? So, you know, God knows what's best for us. He knows where, you know, some things we pray for, we don't get right away because if we did, we'd mess it up. It's the truth anyhow. Amen? Some things we pray for, we're not ready for yet. We think we are, but we're not. And so we need to wait and learn a few more things before he gives us what we think we need. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and the 28th verse. It says, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he faints not, he's not weary, there is no searching of his understanding, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength." The Bible says that even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen? You see, if you're doing the right things while you're waiting, you can get strength. You can go on and just like, you know, I go to do a few other things and the meal is ready. When you do the things God would have you to do while you're waiting, it seems like the wait is much less. Amen? And the thing is, one of the big things that we need to understand that we, you know, it takes us a while to get, and I think, you know, some of us have been saved for 40 years and we still struggle with this, is that it's not about you. That's hard for us to comprehend, but it's not about you. It's really not. See, we think it's all about us. We don't say it, but we think it. Amen? Hello, I'm the one right now, Lord. I'm the one that's struggling. I'm the one that needs direction. Hey, forget about everything else. Me. Right? And it's not about you. And that's not to say God loves you so much and he wants what's best for you. He knows what's best for you. And all you got to do is trust him. All you got to do, he says, look, you know, I know life's going to be hard. Things are going to be thrown at you. You're not going to know what to do with them. You're not going to know how to handle them. You're going to be perplexed. You're going to be worried. All those things. I get it. Cast them on me. Give them to me. I mean, think about it. All the things that are hard, we could just give them to him. He said, cast them on me. Why? Because I care for you. If we would just, you know, understand that it's not about us and that when things come our way, we just need to cast our cares on him and keep moving. Amen? Keep it moving. Keep it moving. See, the problem is we get stuck a lot of the times and we wallow in places when he would have us to keep it moving. Amen? Because what happens is when we get stuck and we start to wallow, that's when we get thoughts going through our minds from the enemy that we don't know how to push away. Amen? And so then we find the enemy telling us that it's been, you know, I think you've prayed that prayer how many times? Doesn't seem like it's going to be answered. I don't see any change, do you? How long you been praying that prayer? Don't seem like it's going to happen. Matter of fact, it looks like it's getting worse. Right? And then if you're not careful, you look around and say, yeah, you're right. He's not right. God's doing exactly what he needs to do. He's got it all under control. Amen? Don't fool yourself. God is doing his part. Amen? But we just got to trust him. And ask ourselves, have I really given it to him or am I still holding on to it? Have I really given it to him? Because if I really give it to him, my hand is wide open and I'm not trying to control it anymore. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm not trying to help him with it. I've given it to him. Amen? It's yours, Lord. You know my heart. You know my desire. You know what's best for me. It's yours. I can't do nothing about it. I can worry all night. It won't change a thing. I give it to you so that I can get a good night's sleep and that I can keep it moving. Amen? And then be open to what God has for us, because in the waiting process, amen, he will show you some things and he will give you direction. But you got to be open to it. You got to hear him. Amen. You got to see him. You have to, you know, you have to be in tune with him. Sometimes we just need to get to the point where Psalms 150 said, are you still breathing? I'm not asking you if everything's going well for you. I just asked you if you were still breathing. Yeah, I'm still breathing. Okay, give God praise. Give God praise. Yeah, but I don't feel like that. I didn't ask you if you felt like giving him praise. I didn't ask you if you felt, you know, he was, you know, just give him praise because you're still breathing. Amen? When you think back over your life, you know, there's many situations where we should have been dead by now. Amen? Things happen in our lives where it could have went differently. But we're still breathing. And with all the things we have going in our lives that we're not happy with right now, we have so much to be thankful for. Amen? You know, it comes down to, very simply, whose report will you believe? Are you going to keep on listening to the fake news, if you will, that the enemy gives you? Or will you believe the report of the Lord? Amen? Will you believe the report of the Lord? His report says you are free. His report says you have the victory. His report says that you are an heir and a joint heir of Christ, which means you have access to everything that God has, that you're a king's kid, that you are royalty, that you are, you know, all because of the grace of God. You have been forgiven. Amen? Whose report will you believe? Amen? If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? Whose report will you believe? So I just want to remind us today that while we are waiting in many of the situations, what are you going to do in the meantime? How you spend your time waiting will have a lot to do with how soon the results come your way. Amen. The answers come your way. Amen. And first, in the beginning stages for us, we must understand that it's not about us. Take the spotlight off of yourself. Amen. And while you're waiting for your situations, pray for somebody else. Amen. Encourage somebody else. Spend your time thanking God for all that he's done for you. Spend your time encouraging other people. Spend your time praying for somebody else. Spend your time listening to somebody else. Spend your time, you know, building common ground with somebody else. And watch how much quicker things come into focus for yourselves when you're spending your time in the right way. Amen? Don't just sit there and look at the clock. Get busy doing what the Lord would have you to do. And then before you know it, your answer is there or it's all over. Amen? While we wait, let's give God praise. While we wait, let's trust God. While we wait, let's give him all of our problems. Let's give him all the things that make us anxious, that we worry about. Give it to him. Amen? Fully give it to him. And let him do it. Trust him. And in the meantime, thank him. Amen? I thank you. You know, Sister Camille, if it's direction you're looking for right now, every day you wake up, just thank God for giving you direction. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for showing me what you would have me do. He'll show himself to you. Amen. But in the meantime, keep singing those praise songs. Amen. In the meantime, keep smiling. In the meantime, keep being that effective witness. In the meantime, love people. Love God. Keep on being that person that deposits into people, not withdraws all the time. Amen? Deposit something into people. Don't be one that draws out all. Don't be the one that always draws out from people, but every now and then deposit into somebody. Amen? Compliment somebody. Let them know that God loves them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, and for your many blessings. We thank you for how you just blessed us all day long, Lord, and we pray that as we leave this place, but not your presence, that you would help us to ponder, help us to meditate, help us to take with us something that we've heard today, whether it was through the praise songs or through the message or through the prayer or whatever it might be, Lord, just help us to take something from today that we can meditate on and that we can apply in our own lives. And, Lord, while we're waiting for the different situations in our lives, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Lord, we're so glad that we are not left to our own doing, our own selves, Lord, that we can just trust you, Lord, and give it all to you, Lord, that you would bless us like only you can. And Lord, we just thank you that we can have that peace that passes all understanding in the midst of our waiting, that we can have that joy unspeakable that remains with us, Lord, even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, because you keep on doing great things. And the more I think of all that you've done for us, Lord, the more that I think about all the things that you've done for me, I just can't thank you enough, Lord. Amen. If you didn't do another thing, Lord, you've done enough. But I know that you'll keep on doing great things. We give it all over to you, Lord. Our souls say yes. Lord, help us as we go out of these doors, Lord, to be an encouragement to somebody else, to show love and kindness to somebody else. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your goodness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God.